Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. After much anticipation, the Laura Ingalls Wilder annotated autobiography Pioneer Girl is finally getting into the hands of readers. The South Dakota State Historical Society Press started shipping it yesterday to readers who pre-ordered the book, and it'll be in stores later this month. Wilder wrote Pioneer Girl in 1929 and 1930 when she was in her early 60s, but it went unpublished. The stories in the manuscript were later included in the popular Little House series of children's books. Nancy Tysted-Koppel is director of the South Dakota State Historical Society Press, and she joins us on the line. And Nancy, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Well, thank you, Carl.
Well, this must be an exciting time now that the book is done and it's finally getting out there.
Yes, it is. It's gratifying to see that it turned out beautifully and it's in demand, and we're very pleased with the product.
Now, as I understand it, or as I remember anyway, the book's original publication date was set for, I think, last summer, 2013. What caused the delay?
Well, several things, actually. It was a big project demanding far more research than we had originally anticipated. And I suppose, to a certain extent, life also intervened. People couldn't work as fast as they thought they would be able to, and it just, all in all, it was a bigger project than anybody really anticipated.
What was the original vision for Pioneer Girl?
Do you mean ours or Wilder's?
I mean, your vision for the book. We can talk about Laura Ingalls Wilder's vision later, but I'm just curious, you know, how the Historical Society got the book and what your idea was originally, and if that changed at all from the original vision for the press and what we have now.
You know, it really didn't. We originally envisioned that we would start with Wilder's original rough draft, or her original handwritten version of the manuscript, and we stuck to that through the 4 years of the project. We originally anticipated that we would annotate it, and in the annotations that we would provide the background information to help readers understand what was happening, you know, more than a century ago, when Wilder was a child. So there's a lot of background that has to be filled in to make some of this of the details intelligible. We also knew that we would have to determine to what extent the autobiography and the novels reflected one another. We knew that we were going to have to determine if these people, to what extent these people were traceable in the historical record, and if, you know, to how do I put this, whether or not, I suppose what you would say we were doing is gauging the quality of Wilder's memory. She was in her 60s, writing about a time that was 40 years earlier or more. She starts when she's two. So it's by tracing the people that she talks about, the places she talks about, the events she talks about, we can get a gauge on how good her memory was.
Now you mentioned the annotations providing a lot of the backstory. I found it interesting that one reviewer in Slate said that nearly every one of the annotations is a gripping miniature drama all into itself. Do you agree with that?
I do. Some of them are just full of information you just wouldn't have expected to find. For example, Wilder refers to a woman named Missouri Poole at one point in time. And at first, Missouri was a 40-year-old spinster who lived in Minnesota in Walnut Grove area. And originally, we just couldn't find this person. Who was she? Her mother supposedly was scaring away her boyfriends and keeping her single to take care of her in her old age. And at first we thought maybe this is just a story that Wilder was remembering from some point in her life. But what when we started looking at it, we started finding, okay, there are pools in Minnesota at this time. We can trace them through delinquent tax records, for example, and other places. And one step leads to another, and pretty soon you recognize that this woman is real, that she did in fact defy her mother at last and marry and die in childbirth. So that's the kind of little mini drama you find in a lot of the annotations.
No, we should mention that the editor of the Pioneer Girl, the annotated autobiography, is Pamela Smith Hill. Was she a part of that project from the very beginning?
Yes, she was.
And,
yes, she was.
And why was she selected? Because she was a Wilder scholar? And
well, you know, actually, the South Dakota Historical Society originally commissioned Pam to write a biography of Laura Ingalls Wilder called Laura Ingalls Wilder, A Writer's Life. We commissioned that in 2005 because she was a writer and a children's literature scholar. And as she was working with that book, she discovered Pioneer Girl. I mean, Pioneer Girl was a part of the research that she was doing. And she just kept saying to me, you know, we really should think about doing Pioneer Girl. And I finally said to her, okay, Pam, put it on paper, write it down, let's get started. And so she did an editorial proposal of, you know, what we should do. We discussed it and determined that we wanted to work with the original manuscript as opposed to some of the later revisions. We talked about the best kind of way to deal with it was to go with an annotated autobiography, because that way people can understand the background, the connections between the novels. It just gave us a lot of freedom to create this rich mosaic of literary and historical commentary.
Now, Pioneer Girl, although it was not published until now, the manuscript itself was known, and researchers were able to access it?
Yes, researchers knew about it, and it has been in the collection of the Laura Ingalls Wilder Home and Museum Association in Mansfield, Missouri.
So, going back to the other question about Laura Ingalls Wilder's vision for Pioneer Girl. Now, she wrote this before the children's books,
yes,
that we know.
Yes.
Was this meant to be an autobiography, just going back and writing about what she remembered?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. She had been, in a sense, mining her life. She was a newspaper columnist for the Dakota, or not the Dakota, the Missouri Ruralist, which was a farm paper in Missouri, a farming newspaper in Missouri. And she had been telling episodes of her life for a long time in those small columns. Now, this is not a compilation of columns. I don't want to get that notion going. But I think she had been realizing for a very long time that her life was she lived in interesting times, and she recognized that. All these pioneering adventures that she had, the hard winter, the different things that kind of punctuated her childhood were exciting and interesting and unique. And so she used that material almost all through her writing career. And finally, in 1928, in 1928, Mary Ingalls, her sister, her older sister and sort of her childhood companion, died. And Pam Hill speculates that that was a incentive to finally put it down in a memoir or autobiographical format. It was also the Great Depression, and she was hoping perhaps that she could make some money as she was finishing the book.
And she wrote this out on tablet paper, right?
Yep. Yep. Very cheap paper lined tablets, that Big Chief tablets, 50-50 tablets, schoolgirl tablets.
Yeah, there's some pictures in the annotated autobiography, Pioneer Girl, from the Historical Society Press. Now, how much was she encouraged by her daughter Rose Wilder Lane, who was herself a successful writer at that time?
Right. Well, encouraged. I think she was. Her daughter was her typist and her editor. She put it on paper. Or she typed it up for her. She did some restructuring through the various renditions of the manuscript. She took it to her agent and asked her agent to help her market the book. And I think she was helping her mother, as she had all along at various times, to helping her in as much as she was tutoring her in how to write for what she called big markets, or how to write stuff that sells. I think that's almost a direct quote that she said at one point. So does that answer your question?
Yeah. Do the annotations that Pamela Smith Hill has in the book, do they help us understand a little bit more about the relationship of Laura Ingalls Wilder with her daughter, Rose Wilder Lane?
Yes, they do. Most important is in that respect is the introduction, which explores that relationship at some length, and how it evolved through time, and how both women, used Pioneer Girl as a source for their fiction. Laura Ingalls Wilder, and through her daughter's guidance, I think might be the best way to put it, actually turned her writing toward children, whereas leaving Rose Wilder Lane the adult audience and the adult content to a certain extent. What they discovered over time was that they could both use the same material in different ways.
Why wasn't Pioneer Girl published after it was written and submitted to publishers?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think one of the things that didn't really work with Pioneer Girl was Lane, in particular, thought that the market was the serial market that she was exploiting at that time, where you do a serial story or a novel in a publication like Saturday Evening Post, McCall's, one of those big magazines of that period. And what Lane's editor or agent told her was that it really wasn't a compelling story for that venue. It was a nice little old lady sitting telling stories, but not something that gripped you and carried you through.
Will fans of the Little House books be familiar with some of the stories that Laura Ingalls Wilder writes in Pioneer Girl?
Yes, definitely. There's not a whole lot of stories in the books that don't come directly out of the Pioneer Girl in one way or another. Even some of the dialogue can be found in Pioneer Girl. The characteristics that make the family, you know, Mary's tenderheartedness or primness, Laura's feisty tomboy personality, Ma's stern personality, and Pa's, you know, delight in mischief. That's all very much present in Pioneer Girl.
How do you see the annotated autobiography of Pioneer Girl fitting in then within the context of the more famous Little House books? Does it help us understand them and the real story of Laura Ingalls Wilder?
Well, I think it does. It's the seminal piece. It's the start. This is where it began. This is the true story. This is Laura Ingalls Wilder remembering her life as accurately as she could in her 60s. And so this is the backstory, and this is more of the backstory than you're going to get in the books. And the annotations provide even more of the backstory.
Now, as I mentioned, the Historical Society Press started shipping Pioneer Girl out to the people that pre-ordered the book. When we'll be able to see it in stores?
I would say by the middle of next week at the latest.
So just before Thanksgiving, then?
Just before Thanksgiving, yes.